On the Quay at Smyrna. The strange thing was, he said, how they screamed every night at midnight. I do not know why they screamed at that time. We were in the harbor, and they were all on the pier, and at midnight they started screaming. We used to turn the searchlight on them to quiet them. That always did the trick. We'd run the searchlight up and down over them two or three times, and they stopped it. One time I was senior officer on the pier, and a Turkish officer came up to me in a frightful rage because one of our sailors had been most insulting to him. So I told him the fellow would be sent on ship and be most severely punished. I asked him to point him out. So he pointed out a gunner's mate, most inoffensive chap, said he'd been most frightfully and repeatedly insulting, talking to me through an interpreter. I couldn't imagine how the gunner's mate knew enough Turkish to be insulting. I called him over and said, "And just in case you should have spoken to any Turkish officers." "I haven't spoken to any of them, sir."
"I'm quite sure of it," I said, "but you'd best go on board ship and not come ashore again for the rest of the day." Then I told the Turk the man was being sent on board ship and would be most severely dealt with. Oh, most rigorously. He felt topping about it. Great friends we were.
The worst, he said, were the women with dead babies. You couldn't get the women to give up their dead babies. They'd have dead babies for 6 days. Wouldn't give them up. Nothing you could do about it.
Had to take them away, finally.
Then there was an old lady, most extraordinary case. I told it to a doctor, and he said I was lying. We were clearing them off the pier, had to clear off the dead ones, and this old woman was lying on a sort of litter. They said, "Will you have a look at her, sir?" So I had a look at her, and just then she died and went absolutely stiff. Her legs drew up, and she drew up from the waist and went quite rigid, exactly as though she'd been dead overnight. She was quite dead and absolutely rigid. I told a medical chap about it, and he told me it was impossible. They were all out there on the pier, and it wasn't at all like an earthquake or that sort of thing, because they never knew about the Turk. They never knew what the old Turk would do. You remember when they ordered us not to come in to take off any more? I had the wind up, and we came in that morning. He had any amount of batteries and could have blown us clean out of the water. We were going to come in, run close along the pier, let go the front and rear anchors, and then shell the Turkish quarter of the town. They would have blown us out of the water, but we would have blown the town simply to hell. They just fired a few blank charges at us as we came in. Kemal came down and sacked the Turkish commander for exceeding his authority or some such thing. He got a bit above himself. It would have been the hell of a mess. You remember the harbor? There were plenty of nice things floating around in it. It was the only time in my life I got so I dreamed about things. You didn't mind the women who were having babies as you did those with the dead ones. They had them all right. Surprising how few of them died. You just covered them over with something and let them go to it. They'd always pick out the darkest place in the hole to have them. None of them minded anything once they got off the pier. The Greeks were nice chaps, too. When they evacuated, they had all their baggage animals they couldn't take off with them, so they just broke their forelegs and dumped them into the shallow water. All those mules with their forelegs broken pushed over into the shallow water. It was all a pleasant business. My word, yes, a most pleasant business. Everybody was drunk. The whole battery was drunk going along the road in the dark. We were going to the Champagne. The lieutenant kept riding his horse out into the fields and saying to him,
"I'm drunk, I tell you, mon vieux. Oh, I am so soused."
We went along the road all night in the dark, and the adjutant kept riding up alongside my kitchen and saying, "You must put it out. It's dangerous. It will be observed." We were 50 kilometers from the front, but the adjutant worried about the fire in my kitchen. It was funny going along that road. That was when I was a kitchen corporal.